West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, for the second time in 3 years, the Carrollton Trojans football team comes up short in the state championship game, falling to the Grayson Rams on Wednesday by a score of 38-24. Trojans coach Joey King after the game.
Great season. Obviously didn't end the way that we wanted to. Super proud of our guys. These guys laid it on the line. They kept fighting. We got guys that are hurt and really, really banged up, and they kept on fighting.
And the Trojans finished the season at 14-1. A Paulding County man is accused of shooting and killing a man intervening in a domestic dispute at their Villa Rica home. Deputies were dispatched around 12:10 a.m. Tuesday to a home along Windsor View Lane. According to the Paulding County Sheriff's Office, deputies arrived to find a body on the ground surrounded by people. The deceased was later identified as Abraham Suarez Santiago. Witnesses told investigators that Santiago, a friend of the woman in the home, came over to help after an earlier fight between the couple. He encountered the woman's husband, Rick Joseph Reed. Investigators say Reed got into an argument with Santiago and eventually shots were fired. Reed was charged with murder and aggravated assault. He was booked in the Paulding County Jail without bond. And Villa Rica Mayor Leslie McPherson says her first year as mayor has been a busy one and productive. She says what she sees as a real positive for 2025 is the city's focus on economic development.
You're already seeing the tip of the iceberg with commercial businesses and downtown. You will start to see, and it's beginning now, the transformation of our downtown. Part of it will be aesthetically. Hey, we're going to work on appearance of downtown and everything. But I think the bigger thing is when you see Gabe's coming in, Collins Barbecue that just opened. When I know there's another local businessman that's working to do something else in the same area of Gabe's. And then you have Israel Dickerson at the end of Main Street beginning to transform a third of that building that was called James.
McPherson notes that while some of the downtown development has occurred organically, the city does play a role in making the area more attractive to potential business operators.
There's going to be a concerted work effort on making sure that we're business friendly and make it easier for businesses to open in downtown. Part of that might be with a tax credit type program that seems to always be offered all over the state and even regionally and locally with big businesses, but often you don't see it much with small businesses, and yet that's where 70-75% of your jobs are.
McPherson won the election to be mayor in December of 2023, defeating incumbent Gil McDougall in a runoff election. I'm Colin Worthington.